Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're focusing on a technology that's really defining the new normal for supply chain management. AI agents. If you're trying to navigate this constant climate of uncertainty, geopolitics, demand shocks, disasters, this deep dive is definitely for you. The pressure is just, it's undeniable. Sources are confirming that in 2024, almost 80% of businesses face some kind of unexpected turbulence in their supply chains. And here's the real kicker. 87% of leaders admit they struggle, not just to handle these problems, but even to predict them.
Yeah, and that kind of struggle, well, it creates a huge market opportunity, doesn't it? Companies are pouring money into finding solutions. We're seeing these projections, the global market for AI and supply chains, it's set to go past $40 billion by 2030. And that's really driven purely by this need for genuine adaptive resilience.
Okay, right. Let's unpack that straight away. Before we get into the impressive results, we need to tackle the basic question. What exactly is an AI agent?
Right. Think of it like a highly specialized autonomous digital employee. It's a software system designed to monitor something specific that could be inventory levels or maybe delivery routes. And it uses intelligent algorithms to reach its goals with really minimal human help. It's constantly assessing, constantly acting on live data.
So is that different from the automation we've had for decades? Because, yeah. I mean, that distinction seems crucial.
It absolutely is. That's the critical difference. Your traditional rule-based software, it's rigid. It executes an if X, then do Y command perfectly. But the second X changes unexpectedly, say, a flash flood closes a highway, the system just stops. It doesn't know what to do. AI agents, on the other hand, they're dynamic.
Yeah.
Adaptive. They have this sort of anticipatory intelligence so they can react, learn, and adjust on the fly without waiting for someone to reprogram the rules.
Right. That adaptability. That's where the real value comes in. Let's look at some core applications then, maybe starting inside the warehouse. We're talking AI warehouse management systems, WMS, acting as the brain of the distribution center.
Mm, exactly. They're coordinating everything, human workers, robots, figuring out the absolute fastest path through the aisles for picking orders. And it goes beyond just traffic control. What's really fascinating is the predictive maintenance side. By analyzing sensor data from equipment, think forklifts, conveyor belts, these agents can spot early signs of wear and tear. They can basically predict a potential breakdown days, sometimes weeks ahead, which, prevents really costly downtime.
Okay, and then moving outside the warehouse, that real-time decision-making must completely change route optimization. Because traditional systems, they plan routes maybe once a day.
Right, maybe twice if you're lucky. AI agents are constantly recalculating, minute-by-minute adjustments based on live traffic, weather updates, even new urgent orders coming in. The classic example, the best proof really, is UPS's Orion system. You've probably heard of it. By orchestrating that massive delivery network in real time, Orion achieved some, staggering results, proven results. We're talking 100 million fewer miles driven each year. That translates to about $400 million in savings. And crucially, over 100,000 metric tons of co-euro emissions avoided annually.
Wow. That's serious proof it's not just theory. So if we connect those specifics back to the bigger picture, the bottom line benefits are clear. We see analysis, like from McKinsey, suggesting AI can cut overall logistics costs by, up to 20%. Through better routing, better inventory management, plus boosting forecasting accuracy like crazy, crunching sales history, seasonality, social media buzz, weather patterns, all of it.
But I think the critical benefit, especially now, is resilience, risk management. These smart agents are constantly scanning the external environment, looking for political risk, supplier issues, extreme weather, flagging potential disruptions way ahead of time, hours or days before they actually hit. This gives businesses a chance to proactively switch routes or find alternative suppliers before a crisis develops.
That sounds incredibly powerful. But here's a thought. If everyone is optimizing and pivoting like that simultaneously, won't that just shift the bottlenecks or create new coordination chaos between companies?
That's a really important point, and it definitely highlights why collaboration becomes the next big step. But just before we get there, let's quickly touch on a common concern, jobs. What does all this automation mean for people? The general consensus from the research we've seen is that these agents augment human work. They don't replace it. They handle the tedious, repetitive stuff, data entry, shipment tracking, which frees up humans for complex decisions, handling exceptions, customer service, the things people are better at.
Okay, that makes sense. Augmentation, not replacement.
Exactly. And if we look ahead, connecting this to where it's all going, the next big leap is probably the synergy between AI agents and the Internet of Things, IoT. All those devices feeding real-time data constantly. This leads towards something called digital twin logistics, essentially creating a living, learning digital copy of your entire supply chain, your assets, your processes. You can test autonomous decisions on this digital twin first, safely, before you roll them out in the real world.
A living digital copy of the supply chain. It's quite a concept. It really stretches the imagination. And that brings us perfectly to our final provocative thought for you, the listener, to consider. Beyond just optimizing within one company, could the ultimate future be multi-agent collaboration? Imagine decentralized AI agents, each representing different independent companies, suppliers, carriers, retailers, all talking to each other, negotiating directly in real time, creating a kind of self-organizing global supply chain nervous system. What would that look like?